Welcome back to That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. Today, I am welcoming Michael Stanley. Michael is a technology sales consultant. Michael, welcome.
Chris, thank you. Honored to be here.
Yeah, I am too. I'm honored you are here. So, is it a ridiculous idea for you to share a little bit with our viewers about your business, what you do, your profession, and your journey?
Yeah, certainly. Journey dates myself a little bit, right? I've been around the block here a bit, but I'd say right after college, I was always a hard worker, right? Dove into the financial services business, became a financial planner for roughly 2 years. And actually, I was a junior planner with striving to be a senior planner. It was one Sunday night where we were making cold calls from 6 to 9, not necessarily the most popular guy in the room or on the phone, is when a light bulb essentially went off. And I just go, you know what, maybe financial services wasn't right for me. So took some time off, took a few months, actually did some research. And I was looking into different business segments. And what really caught my eye was technology. And from there on, I interviewed with just one technology company at that time. I got hired. And 30 years later, I really hadn't looked back.
Pretty cool. All right. So what are common challenges that people that you work with face?
Well, being in technology, there's challenges every day. With that, it's really how you prioritize those challenges. And today, at least for me, the most common theme as far as what some of those biggest challenges are here today are budget constraints. In today's day, a lot of companies are trying to do more with less. As IT is viewed from many different organizations, it's somewhat of a black eye. So they're not always getting the budget, yet the business is trying to grow. But it's my job to be the conduit to help find cost-effective solutions, if you will, to help support the enterprise customers I have. Another one is scale. Businesses are all constantly growing, constantly transforming. And IT needs to be able to catch up with that. And not always do they have the time, because the business could be essentially looking at applications that are unforeseen to the chief information officer and on down the stack, right? So it's not only scale from an IT platform perspective, but it's also a people scale. So there's a lot of times that, hey, people are throwing different applications or platforms at you, but then you need to really ultimately take the time to help scale your people, right? Invest into your people so that you don't cause burnout. And the last piece of it, I would say, that's a great common theme is cyber data protection and risk. I'm sure you've heard of all the different ransoms that are out there. They're constantly in the rags. Well, how do you continually transform and modify your security framework, right? Your security posture. It's always changing. It's always evolving. There's new technology, and hackers these days are smarter than ever.
Right. All right, so you got a series of likely strategies, challenges. So then what strategies do you use so that you can diagnose, so you can understand what your clients' particular needs are?
So great question. Not to share too much of the black magic that actually happens, right? Because my competition may be watching me. But the biggest one is active listening. I always try to listen to what the customer is actually looking for through active listening, through qualifying questions. It's how you get down to the root cause of what your client's ultimately trying to achieve. Another one would be stakeholder engagement. Right. It's great to hear from, you know, business leaders or technology leadership. But if your engineering folks who have to implement it, who have to operate it, optimize it, aren't engaged, you need to all buy in, right, from all parties. So I act as that conduit to ensure that everybody's on the same page to ensure success for not only the platform, but more so for the company. Another piece of that is continuous education. Right? You got to be educating your clients. And it's not only at the executive level, but as well as the engineers, right? That ensure this is constantly up, that you're ensuring 100% uptime, right? Which, you know, a lot of times you don't get that. And then the last piece I would say is continuous feedback, right? Continuous feedback is, you know what, ensuring that the project is on time, ensuring that we're hitting project timelines. So ensuring that we meet the strategy, the presented strategy that has actually been presented.
Yeah.
And there's other factors that come into play after that, needs assessment, tailored solutions, and so forth. But ultimately starting with active listening.
Yeah. All right. So it seems like you could probably share a specific time when you navigated a particularly difficult situation for you or your clients using tactical empathy?
I can. And one that was probably roughly 2 months ago. And it affected many. It was a global outage, right, by an OEM that caused
OEM.
Original equipment manufacturer.
All right.
So this specific OEM, I won't mention their name, but they caused a global outage, causing delays at airports, right, causing disruption at hospitals, medical data, and the list goes on. But I had two clients that where I had consulted on, and they embraced and implemented the solution. And I was really one of the first ones that they actually called. What happened was I just listened, and I kind of learned it through tactical empathy and through some of your metrics that you've actually shared. And ultimately just sat there and listened, right? Because one, I didn't have all the information myself. So through engaging conversation, I was able, and through existing relationships that I actually had, I went back to that OEM and put together really a game plan. Now I knew that there were some executive level conversations that were happening as they were happening all over the world, but I was able to empathize really with both of my clients.
All right, beautiful. All right, so that's right, is what people say when they feel heard and understood. And it's usually a pivotal moment. So sounds like you probably have a specific time when in business you got a that's right and it created a change.
Yeah, so I've been fortunate to have a lot of that's right moments in my life. And it's more so probably surrounding myself through great talent, right? Elite engineering, great leadership, folks that are challenging the status quo. But in this specific instance, it was probably within the last year or so, I had a CIO friend of mine, longtime friend, longtime client, probably about two decades or so. I got the phone call and we were under NDA and whatnot, but he had told me that the company was looking to do mergers and acquisition. And he actually had a line of sight into the other company's technology footprint. They were heavily invested into cloud, and that's something that we had previously talked about probably 4 years prior, right? But fast forward 9-12 months ago is I got that phone call, and ultimately I think there was some political talking that was going on there. But he ultimately said, hey, Mike, this is the time is now. So before that, before I rallied my teams and my executive management, I went through a string of questions, right, to ensure that we were both in lockstep, educated him, going back to the education piece. Things had changed from 4 years when we were engaged on this specific conversation before. But it wasn't until I had multiple conversations with what I called my elite engineering and my cloud subject matter experts, as well as my executive managements, and then having multiple conversations with the client, not only the leadership, but also their engineering team as well, ensuring that everybody was on the same page and that we were going in that same direction. And at that point, he basically said, yep, we're all in. Here's the budget that we're working with. And that's when I feel as though that we really hit the mark. And we were able to progress forward.
All right, good stuff. All right, Michael, people want to learn more about you, want to know how maybe they could work with you sometime in the future. How would they find you?
Yeah, really, before I go there, I'd just like to say thanks, right? All the partners, all my clients, all my past and present colleagues. I really don't always get the opportunity to say thank you. And so I think it's an underused word in today's society, but I just wanted to say a thank you for everybody that's actually supported me over this 30-year journey in technology. But as far as how you would actually reach me, LinkedIn is probably the best way to get in touch with me.
All right, so make sure we spell it properly for people that are searching for you.
Michael Stanley. And
no PHs or Fs in there anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right.
And then soon to be found on Feather. Feather is a social productivity app that allows for intent and purpose to provide you with a higher quality relationship with a higher quality life.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Michael. Well done. Thanks for being here today. I know everybody that listens to this is going to get a lot out of it.
Chris, greatly appreciate your time. Thank you very much.